This is KCBX, Central Coast Public Radio, here on NPR One.
Kathleen Eickhoff, Director of Tourism. I came to Elkhart Lake visualizing a return to this tranquil lake, sitting out front at sunset and the quietness and the birds. But here we are at a racetrack in Elkhart Lake. I have never been here before. What a surprise.
It is a fantastic facility. Road America has been here since the 1950s. It's 640 acres of park and racing motorplex fun.
Elkhart Lake race car driving, I understand in modern history, is one of the reasons why Elkhart Lake has been put on the map.
Well, Elkhart Lake has been welcoming visitors since the mid to late 1800s, and it was a vacation destination. People would come by train, oftentimes for weeks at a time, and in some cases they'd come for the entire summer. And you'll see great pictures of the sprawling lawns and the picnics, family-oriented, beautiful, opulent vacation, getaway from the big city. Because people would come by train from Chicago and Milwaukee and St. Louis. But after World War II, a lot of servicemen came back from Europe, had been serving in Europe. And in Europe, they were exposed to a lot of the sleek cars that were being developed in Europe, which were very different from the cars being built in the United States, which were built more for comfort. The European cars were low slung and were built for speed. And so some of these servicemen brought cars back, and they were seeking a place to have a race. And Elkhart Lake was identified as a great location based on topography and the streets surrounding the village. And so racing started here in 1950.
True road racing, or they raced right through town with hay bales to protect the people.
And it was fantastic fun. And each year, more people participated and the spectators grew exponentially. And it got to the point where there just wasn't enough safety barriers between the spectators and the cars ripping through town and along the country roads. But community members really saw that this was an opportunity to revive their community post-World War, and found land, found a designer, and the business people sold shares of stock and created what we have today as Road America.
And big time in the race car world. Anybody that's a car person that I've mentioned going to Elkhart Lake, they immediately assume the opposite. They think I'm coming here as a road racing. But there's a whole other side to Elkhart Lake that I know you love because you've been here a long time on purpose.
Yes, absolutely. It's really a wonderful combination of recreation and relaxation is what Elkhart Lake really has to offer. And woven between that is a lot of incredible dining. And so people love to have a beautiful destination that they can come to and really experience that traditional family vacation. And Elkhart Lake is really well known for its multi-generation travel. People have been coming here for generations, and now they're bringing their children and their grandchildren to experience this destination.
And you have a lot of just so cute little inns that are like, again, Americana consummate.
Yes. Elkhart Lake currently has three beautiful resorts. There used to be more resorts that dotted the landscape, but we have three resorts and two bed and breakfasts. Just wonderful amenities and accommodations to really meet the traveling public as we know it today.
And then the real classy one that I hear a lot of people talk about, called the Osthoff, and that's a one-stop destination for a lot of people.
Absolutely.
A cooking, cooking school.
Facility with beautiful accommodations. It has a cooking school, l'École de la Mission. It has a spa, 20,000 square feet, a Spear Spa, which is a fantastic destination spa. It has multiple restaurants. It has a lake deck. It has 600 feet of beachfront area, so it really offers a lot of different options for people.
Well, I'm going to wrap for right now, but before I leave, you and I are going to go out by the lake and find a loon, because we need a different background atmosphere to really describe Elkhart Lake.
Absolutely. We'll see some beautiful sunsets and some beautiful sunrises here, and it really just sets everything in place for you.
Well, Kathleen Eickhoff, Director of Tourism, Elkhart Lake, Wisconsin. I'm so glad I bumped into you this morning.
Thank you for joining us. We're thrilled to have you here.
It's my pleasure. Here we are at Road America. Mike Kircher, Senior Vice President.
We got a really loyal group of people that work for Road America. The business is it's rather diverse, so it's always exciting, and I think the team here is always up to the new challenges that exist.
So here at Road America, you do professional races, NASCAR and whatnot, right?
We have right around 500 events a year. We do see some professional forms of motorsports visit the facility. We have a NASCAR event. We do IndyCar, IMSA, which is a sports car series, and a lot of other events as well come with that with regards to club racing and track days and things like that. So the 4 mile track is used every single day, including today. We have a race school going on out there, and so never a dull moment, April through end of October.
Here we are, and we're a group of individuals, and we're riding in your go-karts. How cool is that? Is that something that anybody can come here and sign up for and do?
Yeah, I mean, our go-karting, we do a lot of programs that we label our group adventure programs. It's all sorts of experiential sort of activities, be it go-karting or paintball or geocaching or off-road driving. We have a lot of different experiences that groups can come out here and enjoy. And for many, it's their first introduction to Road America, and it's been a great way to introduce these new people to, you know, the park that we all love.
So the people out there on the go-karts racing, they're just having fun. They're not being taught. It's not a school.
Yeah, I mean, everyone's at a different level. I mean, there's some people that are out here today that we're watching that are a little competitive that maybe have done this before, and there are others that are just happy to be out there turning laps. So you can take it for what it's worth. Some people really want to go fast, and others just want to experience, you know, what it's like to ride in one of these go-karts. These go-karts that you guys are riding on today, I mean, they're capable of 40 miles an hour, and for many, that's quite quick for a little, small horsepower cart.
Yeah, and I was quite impressed with their stability. I mean, I'm expecting them to go up on two wheels, but not so. I mean, you could crank it, and you might skid, but you're not going to tip up. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, they are quite stable, and they react much similar to a car that we'd see on the 4 mile track. So for many that are racing on the big track, a lot of them have got their start here at the C-Tech Motorplex.
That's what I was going to say. I have some friends that when they were kids, when they were young teenagers, they started out go-kart racing, and they wanted to go on and become big-time racers. And I understand that this is a real classic entry-level way to learn how to become a race car driver.
Yeah, you bet. A lot of professional drivers, these are the ranks they've come from, is racing go-karts. We have a go-kart club that runs here. We do about 20 races a year for kids as young as 5 all the way up through the adult ranks. There's opportunity for everybody.
And you have all kinds of different schools here. Somebody was telling me about, for kids, teenagers, winter driving school even, in the snow, and how to brake and turn.
You bet. I mean, we do high-performance schools and race schools, but we also do teen driving schools and winter driving schools. We're fortunate that we have some passionate people that know a lot about driving, and we love to share that passion with the guests.
Road America first came on the map in American auto history back in 1950-51, didn't it? Tell us about its early days and how it all started.
Yeah, early days, Road America actually started in the streets of Elkhart Lake, and they ran a couple different configurations through the town and county highways. And that's really special, because those routes are what we still remember today, and the facility has changed, and certainly the competitors and some of the equipment. But
you don't race through town anymore.
Yeah, we don't race through town. We have this purpose-built track. It's a 4 mile track, and it's one of the most historic tracks in the country, if not the world. We're proud to move that facility and track forward and to keep it relevant. And we're excited and passionate about it, and the same. And we look forward to what the future holds.
What are the biggest events that people would associate with Road America on an annual basis?
Certainly our IndyCar event that we see the end of June, and also our IMSA sports car event, which is in August. And this year, we were proud to host NASCAR along with Stadium Super Trucks. We actually took off-road trucks, and they ran on the 4 mile road course. They had jumps and things they set up there, and people, fans, really enjoyed it.
So this is a big, huge draw to the town, the village of Elkhart Lake, which is a sleepy little town normally.
Yeah, I mean, we bring close to 800,000 people a year through the gates for a variety of events, and the economic impact is very significant to the Elkhart Lake and to the Sheboygan County area, and we're proud to be partnered with a lot of those businesses in town, because they help entertain our guests and make sure they have a good experience when they come to Road America. I think the biggest thing is people don't have to know a lot about motorsports to come to Road America and have a good time. And for many, this place is it's a park-like setting with a couple of racetracks, and people can come here and appreciate motorsports and just the fan-friendly atmosphere. Kids 16 and under are free. We allow carry-ins, and we go above and beyond to try to be accommodating for our guests.
So if somebody's traveling through Wisconsin on holiday, and they went, oh my gosh, I want to drive one of those go-karts like that guy did. Can they just show up and do that, or do you have to call ahead and make reservations?
They would have to call ahead and plan ahead on some of the events. You come here for a big public weekend. We do have the kart track is out and available, and people can ride the go-karts. But other than that, we run we run events down here all the time. So, yeah, roadamerica.com. We're on Facebook, too. You can find us, Road America, Elkhart Lakes Road America. And we look forward to seeing you out. Mike Kircher, Senior Vice President, Elkhart Lakes Road America.
Mike, thanks for visiting. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
My name is Judith Salsfiddle.
Judy, here we are in Wisconsin, and we're at your resort. I think that's so cool. You own a resort right on the lake.
My husband Kenny and I do, yes.
Mm-hmm. That is so cool. Tell us the name of the resort and what's here.
Victorian Village Resort. It's a 130-year-old resort. Grand Victorian Lady was built in 1882. We totally renovated that.
Well, let's go back in time to the first iteration of this resort.
Yeah.
This was a grand getaway for Chicago people.
Yes, it's kind of like Catskills to New York that Elkhart Lake was to Chicago.
And they really needed it back in the day, right?
They did. Like back in the 1800s, the tuberculosis, when they had all the Industrial Revolution, people actually thought that Elkhart Lake was like a cleansing. Like they could come up here for clean air and clean water and it would cleanse, and they would take the train up here.
And then I think just life in the cities in the 1880s, 1890s was you'd get sick probably,
right.
No air conditioning and the pollution and whatnot. So this was a real cleansing getaway for them.
Yes, that's what it was for people.
But this was the upper class. These were the people that could afford to travel.
Correct, to come on the train. And that, I guess the train used to stop in downtown Elkhart Lake, and there'd be porters would grab your baggage off the train and bring you to the hotels. And this hotel was one of them. It's one of the oldest continuously running hotels in the country.
Wow, that's incredible. Never closed.
No, 140 years.
So as I understand, there are actually kind of three resorts within the hotel property.
Yes.
So give us an overview of what's here.
Well, Seepkins is across the street, and they also have been four generations of that family has owned that. They're really tied to the racetrack at Road America. Then the Ostoff, which actually had been a hotel, and then it was a theater camp, Horan Camp, for a long
time.
Like
a summer camp?
Yeah. So then they tore that all down and built the brand new Ostoff there.
That place is giant.
Yeah, it is, yeah.
So they have like a cooking school there?
A cooking school and spa and everything. And we're not as big, but they welcome our guests to go to their cooking school or their spa. Like everybody in this town understands that we all share, the people that come here. So
people that I have met and talked to that know about the lake and coming here, it's a multi-generation thing.
Yes.
The number of people I've met who have stayed at your property, they go, oh yeah, my grandma brought my mom there, and then I was a kid, and now I'm bringing my kids.
They want those memories for their own children and grandchildren, and they keep them up.
So you know these people, you've met them, and you're like part of their family.
Stories are marvelous. Mm-hmm. I mean, marvelous stories that people come here. Some guy who was older in his 80, 90 years old came here to the Victorian Village Resort, and it was open drinking during Prohibition and open gambling. Like everybody came here from Chicago and nobody paid any attention to it. And he said that there was a raid one night and he was 16 and he jumped out the window because not only was it illegal to serve alcohol, he was only 16 and he was working in a gambling park.
That's so cool. So it really is a neat blessing for you in that you get to experience and just firsthand living history from the people that were here.
The stories are marvelous.
How rare is that? How about one more tale from the past.
Well, there was another woman who said she had met her husband here and that they were young and they lived in the old building and there was no air conditioning and they never got tipped and, you know, it was hot and they worked all the time and best summer of my life. And then she said, I met my husband here. We used to sneak out at night and meet the orchestra boys. He played the trumpet. Took me 15 years to get rid of the bum.
How funny.
It's just hilarious.
But there really are incredible shades of Dirty Dancing, the Adirondacks. Right?
There's four generations of people here all the time, and that continues. Just makes it very special. I think it's a very special place for people. And when people come here for the first time, they know it. Mm-hmm. They can feel it. And they want to start their own tradition with their own family, like, right away. Mm-hmm. Like, I'm bringing my children, grandchildren here.
You have the people that come back and refer their friends. Mm-hmm. And what other ways that people find out about you? Just kind of by accident? Or?
Well, I think word of mouth is a really big thing. Right. And the Tourism Commission is, you know, advertising more. And the internet expands people's, mm-hmm. you know, awareness of a place by taking pictures. And, oh, we had a great time here and it was here. And then more and more people see that and want to experience it, you know.
So you're lucky in a way that you don't have to work quite as hard to keep the flow going because you have X amount of people that are going to come back.
Yeah, and Road America is here, so people have been going to Road America for 20, 30, 40, 50 mm-hmm. years, and their family have experienced that. I just think that people recognize the authenticity of Elkhart Lake, and even if they're here for the very first time, they can feel it, and they want to start their own tradition. Even if they themselves didn't have the tradition, they want to start it for themselves right now.
That's so cool, and you have very different levels of stay here. You have condominiums, little houses that you can stay in, self-catering with kitchens and whatnot, down to regular, like a hotel room. Yeah. So tell us a quick overview of what we have here.
Yeah, we have the Victorian Inn, which is hotel rooms, individual hotel rooms with their own private little porches, which is really nice, and the indoor pools attached to that. That is our best value related. Then we have the Lakeside Suites, which are 1, 2, and 3 bedroom condos that are right on the lake. And we have Grand Victorian Lady, which is the building that was built in 1882 that we stripped down the sides and made luxury condos out of. So those are great views of the lake and really big porches. And some of the houses here rent as well.
Oh, do they?
Yeah. Okay. So, I mean,
it's like its own little community, isn't it?
It's its own little village. Yeah. That's why we named it Victorian. It's like its own little village.
It really is. Yeah.
For a family reunion or wedding, like, everybody has richer and poorer people in their family, but everybody can come here and find a place and afford it, and everybody can hang out on our beautiful lawn, on the beach, on the tiki bar, the pools. You know, they can all really have a good time and really enjoy their friends and their family while they're here.
And then I heard a rumor that you love to act and you have a theater.
I do.
Yeah, that's so cool. So this is live theater, right?
This is live theater. Like, I wanted to be an actress on Broadway, and my husband teases me that the only reason I bought the place is so I could have my own theater. And I said, well, the only reason you bought it is so you could have your own tiki bar on the lake. So we're both happy. But yes, and so we do shows. We do shows in the summer.
And you have your staff kind of like that?
Kind of like Dirty Dancing. Yeah. So they're waiters and bartenders and office, you know, workers, and then they do a musical review on Wednesday nights. And
that's quite popular.
Oh my gosh, people come from all over, and it's really spectacular. And people are like, they can't believe the talent that we have just in this local area, you know. And it also makes you want to weep because the kids are so enthusiastic. And
they're probably loving it.
Oh, they're just
their moment in the spotlight.
Their moment in the spotlight, yeah.
And they're probably their moms and dads
Sure. Yeah. It's just, you know, really a cool thing to do in the summer, and the little girls who, like, afterwards want everybody's autograph in the show. It's just so cute.
It really is. It's almost a lost vestige of America.
Yes.
It's rare
yes.
to find a place like
yes.
this. And then being family owned. Too.
Yes, yes.
Yeah. Right now, we're in a restaurant, and there's a bar behind us.
Yeah.
Shuffleboard.
Lots of wine.
yeah.
For me.
Yeah, and you got, what's their little...
It's a... The bowling game.
Yeah,
that used
bowling.
To be like, yeah, in the bars, it's still only a quarter, so, like, the kids love it, you know. Yeah, the dads are like, oh, I used to play this, playing with the kids.
And then right in front of us is a beautiful old fireplace, stone fireplace. Mm-hmm. That dates from when?
Oh, this building is built in 1910, so it's over 100 years old. So that fireplace is over 100 years old. Yeah.
The whole place, just you can feel those who have gone before.
Rich character. Doesn't it have a lot of rich history and character? You just feel it the minute you come to the property.
Yeah. Well, a little bit more about your world here and what's cool about here.
Mm-hmm. Well, the Tiki Bar is really popular, and we do...
And that's outdoors?
It's outdoors. It's right on the lake. It's open every single day from Memorial Day through Labor Day, and weekends only in September. And we have Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, we have live music out there, so we like to give local bands an opportunity to play for the people. It's way fun. I have a friend who said her three-year-old said, Mama, Tiki Bar? Tiki Bar? She goes, well, okay. Guess I'll take you there. The kids.
3 years old, love it.
Three and four generations of people, they love the Tiki Bar. It's my own little Woodstock every weekend. I love it.
How cool. Well, you obviously love what you do.
Yeah. And our whole family works here, not just my husband, but our son is a controller for a company, but he helps host the restaurant, and my grandkids work here, and they're bussers and waiters, and they put themselves through college, so yeah, we're all here.
Okay, and the name of the property again, and the website.
Yeah, it's Victorian Village Resort in Elkhart Lake, and the website is vicville.com, V-I-C-V-I-L-L.com. And my name's Judy Salcedo.
Judy, thank you so much. What a fun evening, and I'm so glad you were here and I got to meet you.
Thank you.
You're like this legend people have talked to me about.
You know,
about,
right?
And I
don't believe half of it. Okay, maybe half.
But I didn't expect to have you live in person. This is so cool.
It's cool meeting you too.
You too.
Thank you.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah, great. We will.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. To learn more about Tom Wilmer's journeys around America and the world, log on to thomaswilmer.com.
Underwriting support for Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer is provided in part by the Society of St. Vincent de Paul. People often associate the Society of St. Vincent de Paul with thrift stores. Donations like clothing, your gently used couch, or still serviceable washing machine generate funds to assist the Society in putting food on the table for people in need, or keeping the lights on and families in their homes. To find a St. Vincent de Paul thrift store in your area, visit svdpusa.org. Once again, svdpusa.org. And whether you're shopping for new or used items, donating them, or volunteering, you're helping the Society of St. Vincent de Paul help others.
stand for apparel.
All right.
Tell me when you're ready.
Ready.